Welcome to Nonprofit Showcase, and this is your host, Fred Black. And in the showcase today, we are just so delighted to have a program that I really enjoy, and its name is Musical Empowerment. And they're going to explain how those two words define a very specific objective of their program. And with us is Meredith Richard, who is the executive director, and we have Marissa Cranford, who is the co-president of the UNC at Chapel Hill chapter, and one of her students, Tanaya Rogers. And welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
And you are a UNC student too, Marissa?
Yes, I am. I'm a senior.
A senior. And what are you majoring in?
Music.
Wow. And Tanaya, where are you in school?
I'm at Ephesus Elementary.
Ephesus Elementary. And we're recording this during spring break, just so everybody knows we didn't grab her out of school. And Meredith, you went to Carolina.
I did. I graduated with a music and business double major in 2015.
Now, how many double majors in music and business are there?
You know, there's actually a handful, and several of them have been involved with musical empowerment. I know. It's a perfect
So you know the right people.
Oh, yes.
And we'll see how that connection works. But basically, let's start with Meredith and explain to our audience, what is musical empowerment?
So Musical Empowerment is a nonprofit based in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. And what we do is we pair college student volunteers with children from underserved communities for free one-on-one music lessons. And we also provide instruments to students enrolled in our program. And we're really about building relationships between our students and teachers. So it's a great opportunity for children in the community to work with college students who are mentors and role models for them. And also a wonderful way for our college students to volunteer, be role models, and learn how to grow and be effective and empathetic mentors and role models.
Wow, that's very impressive. And the whole idea came about how?
So the organization actually was founded back in 2002 by a UNC student at the time, Christine Mosley. And the Campus Y was looking for organizations to work with Hispanic youth in the community. And Christine said, you know, I love music. Music is a great way to connect people across languages, ethnicities.
Breaks down barriers.
Exactly. So she started Carolina Music Outreach, which then later became Musical Empowerment.
And you became a 501c3 as a result.
Yes.
And so the whole idea is to match and develop together.
Yes,
and
exactly.
So every student has a coach.
That is correct. It's all one-on-one lessons. So it's a one-to-one ratio. So currently at UNC, there's over 130 student-teacher pairs. So that's about 130 volunteers and 130 kids taking lessons.
And you have
lessons.
To herd all those cats?
Oh, yes. We herd them well.
Yeah, well, that must be fun, though.
It
Who
is.
Who helps you?
Well, our board of directors helps a lot, and we recently hired a program developer who's really in charge of overseeing our lessons and our teacher curriculum and resources.
So every participant can start at different levels. Some may know a little bit about music to start with, and others are brand new to it.
That is true, yeah, both for the students and teachers. The kids, we take K through 12, mostly recruiting from elementary schools, and the kids are referred to our program through social workers and music teachers in the local school system. And the college students don't necessarily have to be music majors or minors. Most of them aren't. They're passionate musicians who have, you know, maybe grown up taking lessons their whole lives and come to college and are looking for a way to
continue
that.
So this is a way to stay in their music. So what comes first? You pick an instrument and then find a partner, or you get a partner, then pick an instrument?
So how it works, it all kind of happens at the same time. At the beginning of the school year, we'll have a bunch of kids apply, and they can, you know, list their top instrument choices. And then as long as we can find a college student to teach that instrument, that's their number one choice, then they will be paired up based on their availability and a few other preferences. And things like that.
What's the most popular instrument?
By far, piano.
Ah, okay. Well, you don't have to take that home either, so.
No, you don't. But we do lend out keyboards. So.
Oh, okay. So you can practice on a keyboard.
Exactly.
I remember, third grade, they started us on recorder, and then I moved to clarinet. And after I didn't get first chair a couple times, I was out.
Oh, no.
No, I moved. And the next place didn't have the program. So,
oh, no.
You know, my parents said, and we bought that clarinet, and now it's gathering dust. So I donated it.
I was just going to say, well, that's what happens to a lot of people, and that's actually part of one of the ways we get instruments is from people who donate instruments who haven't used them in a long time.
Now, you've been with the program your whole Carolina career?
That's true. This is my 6th year.
And how many young people did you pair up with?
I had one student while I was an undergrad for 4 years, Faith. I taught her piano and voice. Loved working with her. And then she moved away after I graduated, so I was sad we didn't get to keep working together. But then I was actually paired with another student, Melody, and we're working on voice and piano right now. So I love that I still get
to
teach.
So how does that relationship go between the pairing partners?
We've
got one here. Maybe they can explain.
I think Marissa and Tanaya can tell you a little bit more about
that. Yeah, tell us about that, Marissa. How does that work?
So Tanaya and I, we have 40-minute lessons each week together.
And where do you do your lessons?
At the United Methodist Church
on
Franklin Street. So we meet there every Monday evening, and we have a 40-minute lesson. And during that time, we kind of catch up on how our week was, how our day was, how things are going in both of our lives. Any upcoming recitals or concerts that we might be going to together, we kind of talk about that.
So you go observe others play.
We do.
Okay. And what instrument are you and Tanaya doing?
We're doing piano. We've also done a little bit of voice. That's something that we've introduced a little bit this year, but our main focus is piano.
So how many pianos do you use at the church?
I would say there are about 6 of them. We have several lesson rooms at the church that we get to use, and I think about 6 have pianos.
That's
in them,
impressive.
Which is awesome. Yeah.
And so this is an outreach activity that they enjoy participating in.
Yeah, it is. They're an awesome partner for us.
And like I said earlier, I've been to some of your recitals there, and what a great venue for music.
Yeah, the sanctuary is perfect for it.
So, Tanaya, how long have you been playing the piano now?
This is my 4th year. Yeah.
And what do you like the most about it?
I like that I learn new things every practice, and I learn even more every semester.
And so you're looking forward to doing more with the piano, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that is a cool thing to be able to learn to play the piano. Sometimes I wish I had learned because it's such a nice thing to be able to say, I can play the piano. The other thing, Meredith, as you do this matching, do you have need now for more support personnel, that you have more students who want to play instruments, so you're always going at it that way?
Yes, we're always looking for more support. We always have a waiting list both for students and teachers.
Well, let's hold up a second. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with Nonprofit Showcase with your host, Fred Black. Welcome back to Nonprofit Showcase, and we're showcasing today musical empowerment, which grew out of a UNC student group, and it pairs students and, what do we call them, teachers? Is that the right word?
We call them teachers.
And the teachers together to help teach music, and of course the goal is to empower. Explain that connection, if you would, Meredith, the reason that name means so much to your organization.
Yeah, so musical empowerment really is about empowering both students and teachers. And one thing that we've been emphasizing more is the mentorship aspect of musical empowerment. And we really believe that mentorship is a two-way street and that our students grow just as much as our teachers do.
So it's clear that you know that this is a relationship building process and both get
it
so
is.
Much out of it.
Exactly. It's about the relationship first, and music is really just the tool to build these relationships.
And so the music becomes the language to empower.
Exactly.
And so I think Marissa was saying earlier that you talk about more than just music.
We do, yeah. I would say, most of our time together is devoted to working on music theory and piano skills. And
every good boy does fine.
Yep,
F-A-C-E.
Tanaya loves that. yes, we spent lots of time on that together. But, yeah, we spend a lot of time on the music, but I would say a good portion of our lesson each week is also just devoted to getting to know each other. And we've our relationship has gotten a lot stronger over the past 3 years.
Well, you're like sisters now.
Together. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have other siblings?
I have one older sibling. He's 23.
Oh, so you're not going to talk to him much about anything, right? So having Marissa to talk to, is that a good thing for you?
Yeah.
You enjoy doing it?
Yeah.
And you can talk about things that she can give you her opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Great. How do you train your teachers to prepare them to deal with middle school students? I mean, I've had two middle school kids, and I wouldn't go through that again, ever.
Yeah, well, you know, as you know, teaching can be a lot of hard work. So all of our teachers go through an initial two-hour training process that we've put together. And then after that, there's ongoing training and support that they get. We have teacher workshops where we bring in music professors, local music teachers.
And we just happen to have a few wandering around.
Yeah, you know, we've got a couple of those here in the Triangle. But they'll actually come in and they will teach our teachers how to teach.
Uh-huh. Now, if a teacher comes and says, hey, Meredith, this came up when I was working with my student today. How should I handle it? Do you have other resources to help with those kinds of things? Where the student doesn't feel empowered enough to handle it themselves?
Yeah, absolutely. So one thing that we try to build is that network among the teachers to talk to each other.
And share lessons learned and stories. And there we were in the middle of playing this piece, and then all of a sudden.
Yeah. Marissa's actually been a main facilitator of our teacher support groups so that our teachers can get advice from each other.
Yeah. And like I say, we're just blessed to have the resources in this community that we do, not only the students, but musically inclined students.
Yeah.
What's the breakout between guys and gals in terms of students?
Do we know what it is at UNC, Marissa?
I'm not exactly sure. I know we have more girls than guys, but I don't know the exact ratio.
And can a gal help a student who's a guy, or you?
Yeah, something that we have on our application is if you have a preference, if you'd
rather work with
a male or female student.
So instrument and teacher.
Yep.
You can request what might be best in your...
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And do you do any initial assessment of the student if they say, well, I've had a lesson or two, or I've done this? Do you take them through a diagnostic to see how much they know to... before you get going?
We actually don't do that. In the application, we ask if they have musical experience, and if so, how many semesters. But then we just kind of see the ability level of the teacher and the student that we match up, and they kind of figure it out within their first few lessons.
I'm sure.
What starting point they're at. Yeah.
Can you just do voice?
Yeah,
you
definitely.
Don't have to have a separate instrument. You can be a voice student.
Voice is definitely one of our options.
And so, once again, you've got the people at the School of Music who major in voice, right?
Yeah, we do. I mean, and we offer a bunch of instruments. The most popular are definitely piano, guitar, violin. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we also offer voice, clarinet, flute. And we've had some trumpet students, ukulele students.
How about drums?
We have had some drum students as well. We had a little boy banging on the snare drum at the last recital.
It was a blast. The drum is a good instrument not to have at home, so.
I think we did loan him a snare drum, so I don't know how mom and dad felt about that.
Or the neighbors.
Or the neighbors.
Because they do make noise. Let me ask Tanaya a question. If you were to say to your friends, I'm in musical empowerment and I have lessons every week, you might want to try it, too. What might you get as an answer? You think they would be interested?
I think they would be, because I had a friend who she likes really guitar, and I told her about the program, and she said that she would try it one day because I told her, and she said, oh, yeah, that's cool. I should tell my parents about that.
So she can learn the guitar.
Yeah, because she already knows a little, but she feels like that she could learn a little more.
Uh-huh. So you become an ambassador, in a sense, of the program. You tell other people... And how many years is this for you? This is your
fourth
year. I mean, and you're in what grade?
Fifth.
And you've been playing the piano since second grade?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So you've come a long way. You've learned a lot. Mm-hmm. And at some point, you get to come together and put on a program, right? Is there one coming up?
Yes, there is. Our spring recital is actually coming up on Saturday, April 22nd at 4 p.m., and it's going to be at the University United Methodist Church on Franklin Street in Chapel Hill. So everyone is welcome. We encourage people to come out and support our students and see them perform. It's free and open to the public.
Now, do I remember correctly that you had refreshments afterwards last time?
Yes.
Okay. We've got to tell them about the refreshments.
It's a big draw, I know.
Yeah. Music and refreshments,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. What could be better?
Well, I remember the thing that impressed me about listening to it was whoever the MC was sort of highlighted the skill levels of some of the students, and to say, wow, they've been doing that for only 2 years, and there was a kid playing a cello that was just amazing. And, you know, so that kind of stuck with me, and that just says something about what you're doing, and plus you are connecting people in the community in ways that they might not be connected otherwise. Now, you told me there are other chapters?
Yes, we currently have three chapters. We have exported, we've expanded and exported.
And they're where?
So the founding chapter is at UNC Chapel Hill, and then in 2015 we launched our second chapter at NC State, and then just this past November we launched our third chapter at Wake Forest University.
Okay, well, hold that thought, and we're going to come right back after the break. This is Nonprofit Showcase with Musical Empowerment. Welcome back to Nonprofit Showcase, and we're with Musical Empowerment. And Meredith, who is the executive director, was just saying that they now have three chapters, and they're all ACC schools, we might add.
That's true.
And so Musical Empowerment is an ACC program. But how did you get other schools to take an interest in this?
So it's mostly been through our college students and their friends and their networks. You know, the power
they
of
know
social
somebody
media. They
state,
know somebody at State.
At Wake Forest.
I think it was actually after our first benefit concert with the Avett Brothers a few years ago, a college student at NC State, Alex Kim, who knows Marissa, saw a picture of her on UNC's website with Musical Empowerment. He said, "This is really cool. We'd love to bring this to NC State." And he and a team of Park Scholars worked really hard to get that chapter up and running. And then a similar thing happened at Wake Forest University with the founder there, Kyung Min, had seen a picture that one of our volunteers posted on Facebook and said, "This is incredible.
That is so cool." Tanaya, do you see the power of networking? That's what this is all about, networking. And you've met some students now that in the coming years, who knows how you all are going to affect each other's lives. Mm-hmm. And that's why I asked you that question before about telling others about it, because you're sharing the message. What would you say if somebody asked you, well, anybody can learn an instrument. Is it really worth all that time?
I would say yes, it's worth that time because it can make life successful later for yourself, and you could become famous for what you could have learned in just a few years.
I was thinking of a word that starts with the letter D, dedication. Do you have to be dedicated to keep playing that piano? And so you're committed and dedicated, right?
Yes.
And Marissa, what would you say to other students who might be interested in being a tutor or a teacher?
I would say it's a really awesome way to stay involved with music for those who aren't involved already at UNC. And it's also a really great opportunity for growth as an individual and as a mentor.
Because you find out whether you can handle.
You do.
I mean, you can play an instrument, but can you teach somebody?
Right.
And can you deal with the challenges? Meredith, how can people get in touch with you if they wanted more information?
So the best way to find out more information would be to go to our website, which is www.musical-empowerment.org. And any information you need is there. Check out our social media channels, which are listed on our website.
And you have a blog that you do weekly?
We do. We've got a great team of storytelling interns from UNC's Journalism School that help to write stories.
Now, I thought that was so cool. Now, they don't have to be involved with music at all, but here they are, interns, internal to UNC School of Journalism, whatever their new name is, media and journalism or journalism, whatever it is, but they're helping you tell your story and getting the word out.
They are, and they've done an incredible job. We've got some great content and radio, video, and stories, so definitely go check it out.
Well, that is so cool. I'm going to ask Tanaya for one last word. Tell us something that we should remember about the power of music.
You should remember to always work hard, to don't never give up whenever you don't get it. Just keep trying.
Keep trying. Don't give up. I love that. I love that. Well, would you believe the end of our time has come already, and we're going to have to say goodbye to you. But ladies, I am just so thrilled that you came to tell us about musical empowerment, and we'll look forward to your concert. And this is Nonprofit Showcase with your host, Fred Black.